Track 3. Unit 3. Listening. Part 4. Multiple matching. Speaker 1.
When it comes to fashion, I like to be a leader, not a follower. But I used to get frustrated at the amount of waste involved. It reached the point where a sizable chunk of my disposable income was going on clothes. So when I came across this app that uses AI and machine learning to suggest items of clothing for you to rent, it seemed ideal. When I started using it, I used to spend ages selecting the items to borrow. But recently, I've allowed the AI to make all those decisions for me. It means I get a new package of surprises in the post each week, which has really encouraged me to be far braver in my choices, without filling up my closet with unwanted clothes.
Speaker 2.
As a materials scientist, I am fascinated by the range of materials that I can use to manufacture textiles. The shoes I'm wearing now, for example, are made from, would you believe, apples? Apparently, the producer uses the cellulose from apple peel and cores, waste products in the food industry, to make a sturdy leather substitute for shoes, suitcases, and so on. A lot of people buy them because they're eco-friendly, plus, of course, they're cruelty-free, which is more than can be said for genuine leather. But for me, it's more about the quirkiness of having apple shoes. They're not perfect, I might add, but since I started wearing them, I've been inspired to seek even better ways of using waste products in my own textiles.
Speaker 3.
My main area of research is the impact of microplastics on ocean ecosystems, causing untold damage to sea creatures that consume them. So when I heard about an innovative filter that can be attached to washing machines to catch microplastics from clothes before they enter the wastewater network, it made me realize I'd been using mine far too much. My filter wasn't cheap, and I'm fully aware that its impact is negligible, literally a drop in the ocean, compared to other sources of microplastics. But I had to do my bit. The real breakthrough will come when washing machine manufacturers install such filters as standard. So by supporting this nascent technology financially, hopefully I can play my part in making that dream a reality.
Speaker 4.
I became a vegan because I loathe the idea of harming animals and because of the impact of livestock agriculture on our planet. So I've never been comfortable with wearing leather shoes. Unfortunately, shoes made from synthetic substitutes are far from perfect. My feet always used to pay the price in terms of blisters, heat rashes, and agonizing muscle ache. That's why I'm so excited about lab-grown leather, which self-assembles from collagen. It's basically identical to traditional leather, but without the need for an animal to die in the process. I forked out a fortune for the shoes I'm wearing now, but they've made a massive difference to my poor feet. I hope they'll serve me for many more years.
Speaker 5.
I've long been concerned by the sickening amount of waste in the fast fashion industry. From textile production to the disposal of old clothes, many of which end up in landfills. So nowadays, I buy only circular fashion, which means clothes that have been designed with waste reduction in mind at every stage. Designers and manufacturers create products that are easy to sort, disassemble and reuse to make new ones. Circular fashion items have a special label attached with a QR code that enables them to be tracked efficiently throughout their life cycle. This gives consumers like me the peace of mind that we're playing our part in saving the planet and taking financial responsibility for our choices.